Let me state once again that any nation who questions whether or not there are more than two genders, male and female, made he them, Genesis, is a nation that is plunging headlong into judgment. Judgment is upon that nation. Romans 1, Isaiah 3, Jeremiah 18 tells us that there is a time, an instant, a historical time and season that God judges nations. And if you still don't see that America is now under divine judgment, you, my friend, are in desperate need of repentance. And it's only then that God is going to open your eyes. He's going to remove the blinders. That is, if you will repent. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 14 through 18, he speaks of the veil that blinds us being removed as we do what? We turn our hearts to the Lord. That's when the veil that blinds us will be taken away. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 5 says, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. And this morning and continually, I am getting confirming messages of significance, biblical significance, in light of America's direction downward. She keeps going more and more downward. We're going to talk about that specifically in just a moment. Brothers and sisters around me that are definitely disciples of Christ are witnessing the same thing, that America is plunging headlong into judgment. She's under the judgment of the Almighty. These things that we talk about won't be the only things that America is doing and has done to bring itself under judgment, such as the murder of over 60 million babies in the name of choice. God says, thou shalt not kill, and you are hard-pressed to find a professing Christian who will condemn the murder of innocent babies. At this point, there's no political party, there is no political party or candidate that can save America from divine judgment. Only repentance could do such, yet those claiming to be God's people have refused. They are Laodicea, Revelation 3, and all they want to do is keep the oil and the wine flowing, as we read in Revelation
chapter 6, verse 6.
Sister Karen Cochran writes the following: the true state of America is seen in the NBA players who now want to be in the WNBA. And there's a whole argument and shenanigans about that. The meme I'm looking at right here says, a group of women running a women's only sports league has to hold a meeting with other women to decide what a woman is, so they can determine if fake women are allowed to compete against women in a league created specifically for women, unquote. Unbelievable.
This is intentional delusionment.
Now, being here in Mexico, I am absolutely stricken by the stark contrast between the United States and Mexico.
The psychopathic proposition that there are more than two genders is never mentioned or discussed in Mexico.
The Mexican people love and care for the elderly. Precious babies are everywhere, little children, and they're honored and loved across the board. Everybody is. There is the sanctity of life in Mexico.
And probably this is the case for all Latin American countries and much of the East, etc. Mexico is merely one country and culture that we can look at and compare to the failing, cascading downward empire of the United States.
In fact, Americans would be shocked to witness just how happy, content, and peaceful and tranquil the people
and the
flow of Mexican life is. I am literally today basking in it. The pleasantry is tangible. Every day, everywhere, the Mexican people are enjoying the life God has given them. In fact, this is the reason why I say this is because of what I quoted earlier from Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 10, where the Lord's speaking of his judgment on nations, and he says in verse 7, at what instant, Jeremiah 18, verse 7, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. So notice there is an instant, a space and time, if you will, that God speaks and calls a nation to repent. Now, if that nation, verse 8, against whom I have pronounced judgment, that is, turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. So God's judgment, impending judgment, is on the people of America, and it's not on the people of Mexico. That doesn't make Mexico any less or more of a fallen nation, because the whole earth is full of fallen man, other than the remnant body of Christ, who in this last hour, as prophesied by Jesus in Matthew 24:14, are preaching the gospel all over the world. So what's the difference? Well, Mexico, the Mexican people, have a general reverence and fear of God. I don't know how many people I minister to already today who gladly, joyfully, with a big thank you, received the gospel when it was preached to them. They were exhorted to repent and to receive Jesus today, because hell is forever. And without fail, every one of them, probably a dozen or more, gladly received the message. Does that sound a little different to you than the people of America? You see, this reverence and fear for God here in Mexico can be witnessed across the board, including when they are presented with the gospel, how they receive it. It's a 90% reception. And they take the Jesus tract to go home and read it, and they're instructed and shown the prayer on the back to repent and receive Christ. So the Mexican people are also not perverting or even tampering with the roles of a man and a woman, what men and women are according to God's creation. In fact, I thought about earlier how you will rarely ever see a butch-type Mexican young lady, such as the blue-haired nose ring freaks in the United States all over the place. Women are having babies galore here in Mexico, building families, taking care of the elderly, and they live by the golden rule. In fact, anywhere you go, you see young women or middle-aged women with their babies everywhere working. In other words, if you did that in America, you say, listen, I want this job, but I've got a baby. They would say, oh, no, you're disqualified. We don't want any babies or children around here. See, because America is, it's a death cult culture. Abortion, the hate for men, the hate for babies, the perversion of the roles of a man and a woman. Here in Mexico, they are having babies galore, building their families, loving those babies while the husband goes to work, the wife and the mother stays home and nurtures and trains up those children, and they also take care of the elderly. There are no old folks' homes, retirement homes in Mexico to speak of. I've never seen one. Now, I'm not saying there's not any, but there is hardly any, if any. And they live by the golden rule. These are things we don't see in America anymore, and it's all over because America is not repenting, and she will not repent until it's too late. So God says, at what instant he calls a nation to repent, Jeremiah 18:1-10. If they don't repent, his judgment is coming on them. It's guaranteed. Now, I received a meme today from a graphic from Matt Walsh. He says, women who plead insanity are 50% more likely to be successful than men. A woman can murder her entire family, as we've seen recently in national news. Then she can say, after murdering her entire family, that she was depressed, and the chances are high that she'll never spend a day in prison. This happens all the time. Andrea Yates drowned 5 of her own children in a bathtub, and right now she's living in a comfortable, low-security mental health facility. And she's only, he continues, and she's only there because she wants to be there. She's not an outlier either. She's not an exception. A woman, he continues, was just found not guilty by reason of insanity a month ago after drowning her baby, her own baby, in a bathtub. The judge decided that she was suffering from temporary psychosis because of COVID or some other nonsense. You know, they always use the mental health issue and make excuse for hardened criminals. Matt Walsh continues, he says, now, Lindsay Clancy hopes to get the comfortable, quote, mental health facility, unquote, treatment after strangling all of her children to death. and she may very well be successful. The darkest and depraved manifestations of female privilege, unquote. Karen Crockin writes, this is what feminism has produced. Women are coddled and excuses are made. When they kill, they murder their own children in cold blood. And yet the men are somehow to blame. This is what Jesus called the depths of Satan in Revelation 2 when he dealt with Jezebel, unquote. There are so many still who are seeking and speaking of the American dream. Rightfully so, there are many that are beginning to say the American dream has now become to leave America. So we still have people that are patriotic. They care about restoring America, the American dream. What does that really mean? Well, it means, hey, I like to have nice stuff. In other words, I like to make a lot of money and have a lot of trinkets. This is 90-something percent of the professing Christians in America. They spend nothing on the spread of the gospel. They never hand out a tract. They go to a completely fake church with a fake pastor, a fake Bible, and a fake Jesus. They are not about the Father's business of the Great Commission of preaching the gospel and teaching the Bible. No, they are not dreaming of the glories of our heavenly King who's coming soon and being with him and the saints of the ages at the great supper of the Lamb. They have the American dream. They don't have the eternal kingdom dream in perspective. And the answer to this question of whether or not we have an American dream or a kingdom of Christ dream clearly reveals what kingdom we are in and what kingdom we are not in. James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, you spiritual adulterers, adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not? Do you not know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James 4:4. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Romans 8:5 through 8. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, not the kingdom, but the flesh, including earthly kingdoms, and building their lives in this world, instead of living with a kingdom eternal perspective. Because Paul said, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that what we see is temporal, but what we don't see is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:18. For they that are after the flesh, Romans 8, do mind the things of the flesh. They're about the kingdoms of this earth. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity. It's that hatred and variance against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. We know that we walk in the Spirit and we are the children of God, Romans 8:14, if we are about the Father's business, not the business and the kingdoms of this world. If you talk about the flag, if you talk about bowing to it, your favorite politicians, the great red, white, and blue, and not the precious blood of Jesus and his glorious gospel, you, my friend, clearly prove to be a lost soul. Remember, friends, America is a corporation, and those who own it want you as a lifelong loyal client. Corporations are all about increasing their bottom line. They are completely greed-driven, and this is why they psyop you from birth. They indoctrinate you. It's a deep ditch and begins with a birth certificate. If you haven't already, you may want to search, quote, the truth about the birth certificate. America is a corporation and they are in it for the money, not for you. Part of their ruse, their trickery, is to keep you as one of their clients, to lie to you about nearly everything and keep you from leaving from under their matrix because they profit daily from your labor. Americans would be shocked to be in a nation, and there are many around the world that God made, and see how pleasant life is and how they can live a pleasant life, peaceful, and doing the work of God. In fact, don't we read in James chapter 3, verse 18, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Remember, Proverbs 28:5, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. They see the times we're in, just like the sons of Issachar. 1 Chronicles 12:32. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times. In every day and age, beloved saints, there's going to be men who have understanding of the times we now live in. Real-time revelation from the Word of God, which is means it's the revelation of heaven. And they're going to know, and I'm of the mindset, as many around me, many men of God are around me, that America is under impending doom. Evil men don't understand this, because as we just read, Proverbs 28:5, evil men understand not judgment. They just want to keep on going after the trinkets, going after the dollars, spinning their wheels in a system that is set against them and that they will never win in. No different than when you go into one of the government's gambling facilities, otherwise known as casinos, you are dealing with a system that is against you. You are not going to win. They wouldn't be in business and robbing their gullible prey if they weren't making a lot of money.
Exploiting their prey.
And the United States of America is the same way. A casino is merely a microcosm of what the whole corporation of the United States of America is. Proverbs 28:5, evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. The sons of Issachar, they were men that had understanding of the times. There are men today who have understanding of the timing of things, the instant, if you will, where God is judging some nations and not others. To know what Israel ought to do, it continues, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. That's 1 Chronicles 12:32. How about Esther 1:13? Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times. Notice they knew the times. Men who walk in the wisdom or the word of God. The wisdom of God is the word of God. And the word of God is the wisdom of God. They knew the time. For so was the king's manner toward all that knew law, they knew the word, and judgment. One writer notes the following, I think you nailed it concerning the women of Mexico and how they have not been indoctrinated from birth to hate men. We certainly do deserve fire and brimstone here in America. Isaiah 3:12 says God's judgment is women ruling over a society and weak, effeminate men who now bow down to them. God's natural order has been completely overturned and perverted. She continues, and now we have complete lawlessness, chaos, and a total disrespect for authority by our young people. A complete erosion of the family system. There is no right or wrong anymore. And we're brought into remembrance of Psalm 11:3, which says, if the foundations be removed, and that's what is being talked about here, what shall the righteous do? They will not have a place to stand, in other words, is the inference. She continues, it is now okay to kill your own child all the way up to birth. It's legal in America. This is a complete devaluing of human life. And women now are killing their own children, but these wicked witches defend her. The women are apparently online and across America defending women who murder their own children. That is how far we've come. And yet they blame the husband for the whole thing, for their own cold-blooded murder of their own children. This all sickens me to the core. I cannot even imagine how God feels. But yet many say we are the greatest nation on the earth. No, sorry, but the hand of God has been removed from the United States of America. And make no mistake, we are under divine judgment. Will God allow us to burn with nuclear weapons and bombs? Only God knows. But be sure, America is under divine judgment. Unquote, Sister Karen Cochran. And as we come in for a landing, saints, remember that there is an invasion and has been for several years now of America by enemy peoples. And this is equivalent to what we see in Israel when they rebelled against God. He allowed foreign empires like the Assyrians and the Babylonians Babylonians to invade, to conquer, and exile Israel and Judah as a form of divine discipline and covenant judgment for their persistent, unrepentant idolatry, sin, and social injustice, and again, their refusal to repent. Is this not exactly what we see happening to America with the invasion of Islamists? We now have jihad Islamists being voted into high offices in our government. The Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Psalm 9, verse 17. Verse 16 tells us that God is known by the judgment that he executes. Psalm 9, 16 and 17. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Higgion Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. America has forgotten God. She shakes her fist in the face of a holy God, wipes her mouth like she did nothing wrong, and continues on in her rebellion. Rejecting God and his ways is the root of America's sin, as it was the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah, where they had pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness, and they did not rightfully help the poor, the needy. Now, what I'm saying here concerning America is simply acknowledging that God judges nations who rebel against him. This is a historical, biblical reality. His family unit, his nuclear family that he designed with one man and one woman, husband, wife, and children, is over. And over 60 million of these precious babies that God gave life to in their mother's womb have been murdered, slaughtered in cold blood. Judgment is falling. The economy is collapsing, which is also part of the judgment of God. Ezekiel chapter 7, etc. Also, we see zero high-level swamp arrests. We see no indictments for the Epstein criminal perverts. We see unfulfilled mass deportations. Much of that is just window dressing. Inflation and crime are skyrocketing. The economy is in a free fall. There's never been more people living in their storage units and in their vehicles than there is today. The American dream is over. Tariffs are backfiring and failing to deliver. More fake wars for Israel are being fought by American tax dollars. We're funding a genocide in Palestine. America is attacking patriots within. America is pouring billions and billions of dollars into Ukraine and Israel. America has become an Israel-first regime, not America. We've got the elderly and we've got veterans on the street that can't afford basic living expenses. We've given billions to Argentina while seniors on Social Security and veterans can barely make it. And many of them are not making it. They're on the streets. Trump gave a 2.9%, a whole whopping 2.9 or whatever percent to Social Security recipients. That's the elderly. While inflation skyrockets. Mandami, a jihadist Muslim, now the mayor of New York, is declaring death to infidels. That would mean anybody who's not a Muslim. America is $40 trillion in debt. Murder, suicide is happening every day across America, where parents, husbands, and wives are murdering their own wife or husband and all their babies. Foreign invaders are now on American soil and denouncing America, burning its flag in the streets, raising other flags. Over a dozen states, I understand, check me on this, have now outlawed speaking out against another country called Israel. Some would say, and it sounds plausible, that America is now under the occupation of Israeli rule. Now, friend, I want to ask you, are we investing in eternity or wasting the seed, the money God gives us, 2 Corinthians 9, on this temporal world? Can you imagine what could have been done over the last numerous decades with the money fueling real disciples all over the world with a fraction of the money that has been given by professing Christians to politicians and other causes to try to save America? Let me say it again if I haven't said it already. Nothing can change the judgment of God on America. Nothing can save America except if America's professing Christians repent. And I don't have an iota personally of faith that that's ever going to happen. More judgment on America is where we see the defunding of the police, that whole movement. We live in a fallen world, saints, lots of sinners. God ordained civil authorities, Romans 13, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 and 14. And he ordained those authorities for the punishment of evildoers, to keep peace in our societies. But yet we have a whole movement to defund the police. The way God judges a nation is to bring her enemies in upon her, in her midst. This is exactly what we see now with the invasion in America. Ezekiel chapter 7, verse 4 and 24, "And mine eye shall not spare thee," he tells rebellious, unrepentant Israel, "neither will I have pity." That's where he's at with America, no doubt. "But I will recompense, I will pay you back, I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abominations shall be in the midst of thee." Notice, in the midst of thee, the judgment for your abomination will be. "And you shall know that I am the Lord." The judgment has a purpose, and that's to turn people in repentance back to God. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways," it's only then that the hand of God's judgment will be called off, stopped, like we read in Jeremiah 18. He continues, Ezekiel 7:24, "Wherefore I will bring the worst of the heathen." Notice, the worst of the heathen. Remember how people say in our day, they're not sending their best. In other words, other nations are literally emptying out their jails and dumping the worst, the dregs, the criminals of their society on America. Why did this happen? Because God has removed his hand of protection on America for her rebellion. "Wherefore, I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their houses." Notice how people are squatting, they're invading the homes of others like they own them, and then you can't get them out. That's judgment. "They shall possess their houses," the houses of the people who once occupied them, the Americans. "I will also make the pomp or the pride of the strong to cease, and their holy places shall be defiled." One of the examples of such is how the parks and the beaches and all the places that Americans used to enjoy are being invaded by the criminal invaders that they have brought in. We see them on the streets stealing from people, pickpocketing, and tricking them to steal more money from them and attacking them. Carjacking and other stabbings, etc., done by the invaders. And we recall how it's going to be more tolerable in the day of judgment than for those who were in Sodom and Gomorrah. Matthew 10:15, "Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city," or in this case, the nation of America, who once had and declared the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he tells his people to shake off the dust of their feet. Maybe that's the premise for this message. Matthew 10:14 and 15, "For whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words," the words of the gospel that you're preaching, "when ye depart out of that house or city," you're supposed to leave, it sounds like, "shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." Matthew 10:14 and 15. As we close, Luke 21:25-28, "These signs speak of men's hearts failing them for fear. And is this not what we see? And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations." Notice, distress of nations. "With perplexity, the sea or the hordes of people and the waves roaring." Great chaos among people groups. "Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh." Now, friends, before we pray, I want to ask you, where do you think it is that God might want you in this last hour, as we look for his soon return, as we see all of the chaos and perplexity and the fighting among people groups and nations,
including rampant crime
manifesting, where he tells us to look up, lift up your head and look up, for my redemption draws nigh. And that would be consistent with what scripture teaches about having an eternal perspective, a kingdom perspective, not an earthly perspective. That's the difference between the carnally minded and the spiritually minded.
Jesus said that my kingdom is not of this world, John 18:36.
2 Corinthians 4:18, the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Heavenly Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for you to grant repentance to every one of us, a deep conviction of our sin and a repentance, so that you might wash us. You may give us the times of refreshing from your presence. May your people cry out to you for a heart of flesh, for you to unite our hearts to fear thy name, for us to be those who have a heart that is grounded in your truth and your wisdom, that there would be truth in our inward parts,
that you would prepare and place us on your planet exactly where you want each of us, and that every step we take would be ordered by thee, dear Lord,
that we would be about your business concerning the lost souls of fallen mankind all around us, for whom you sent your only begotten Son to die. May we be blessed to cry out for that which is most concerning to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.